the top of Zion Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. The Echad Benishan Rosh Hashanah Lechadashim Uli Iburin Uli Trum Ashkolin. The Eish Omrim Afle Siris Batin. Brisa says Echad Benishan Rosh Hashanah Lechadashim, which our Mishnah doesn't say, and that means the order of the month starts with Nisan. And the Nafkamina is, the Ramban says, that there's a mitzvah when you count the months by number, to count them from Nisan to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Chasam Sofer says, therefore, you shouldn't make up another number system and use numbers for months instead of names. So if you use, you shouldn't write a check that says one, whatever, because one has to be Nisan. Uli Burin, the Gemara will discuss what that means. What's it called? Shnaso Ibur is somehow calculated from Nisan. And Truma Shkolim, and you start bringing Karbonos from the new Shkolim on Nisan. And some say also, Shiras Batim, when you rent a house, so the beginning of the period of rental and end is in Nisan. Okay, L'chadoshim in Olin, T'chsiv HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. It says HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, so we don't know that it's talking necessarily Nisan. It says HaChodesh HaZeh. Rishon hu lochem lechodshi hashona. Dabro kol das Yisrael emor, be'esor lachodesh hazeh, v'yichulem ish sele beisovo sele bois. V'hoi olochem l'mishmeres, ad arbo aso yom lachodesh hazeh, v'shoch tu oso. So for we still don't know it's Nisan. We just know that whatever this month is, Pesach falls during that month. But maybe it's an year. Uksiv shomor es chodesh ha'aviv, and says you should always keep Pesach in chodesh ha'aviv. The Aviv, most of the Aviv is in Nisan, and therefore what's it called, the Chodesh that it's talking about must be Nisan, the Karlei Rishon, and that's the month it's called first. Where it says the Ema Iyar, maybe it's the month that Pesach falls in is Iyar. But Ina Aviv, no, Iyar is not Aviv anymore. The Ema Adar, but Ina Rov Aviv, portion of the Aviv already is in Adar. So maybe it's Adar. You need Rov Aviv. Gemara says, Midi Rov Aviv. It says you need some Aviv. Who says you need most Aviv? Right, so maybe Adar is the month that Pesach falls in. Elam Rav Chizda Mehocha. Ach b'chamishos or yom l'chodesh ha-shvi. Ba'os b'chem is tvuas ha-aretz. Ezeo chodesh yesh bo ha-seifa. Which month do you gather in the crops? Have the Omer is a Tishrei. The Kokori le-shvi. And therefore Nisan is Rishon. Where it says Ve'yomar Cheshvan, no, maybe Aseifa is in Cheshvan. Umay Shvi, Shvi Le'ir, and Ir is the first month. Where it says Bo'ina Osif Aleka, no, you already gathered in the crops in Tishrei, you don't gather in them anymore in Cheshvan. So where it says Ve'yomar Elul, right? Umay Shvi, Shvi Le'adar, maybe it's Elul, and there's some gathering already in Elul. And Shvi is to Adar, so Adar is the first month. Bo'ina Rov Osif Aleka, where it says Midi Rov Osif Ksir. Most of the month where most of the gathering in is. So what it says doesn't say that most. Elo Omer Avina Dover Zemitoris Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Nadnu. In a Chanami, there's no Raya Brura from the Torah that Nisan is the month where Pesach falls, and that's the first month. Midivrei Kabbalah Lo Nadnu. We learn it from the Neviim It says Biyom Esrim V'Arbol Ashtei Asar Chodesh Uchodesh Shvat. Right, it says in, where is this, in Zechariah, right, the, what's it called, and the 24th day of the 11th month, which is Shvat. So if Shvat's the 11th month, then Nisan's the first month. Rav bar Ulam or Mehocha, v'tilokach Esther al-melech ha-shverosh al-beish malchuso, v'chodesh hu-asiri hu-chodesh teves. If teves is the 10th month, then Nisan's the first month. Rav Kahana Omer Mehocha be'arba lechodesh atshi v'kislev. Again, it's from Zechariah. Right? The fourth day of the ninth month, which is Kislev. Again, the ninth month is Kislev, then Nisan is the first month. And we know for sure what the order of the months is with names. That's no shy. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Mehocha v'yikoru sofrei melech v'yisei b'chodesh ha-shlishi u'chodesh sivan. So Nisan must be chodesh rishon. Rav Ashi Omer Mehocha hipil puru agor lefnei homan Miyom liyom mechodesh lechodesh shnei masor uchodesh ador. The Iboisema mehocha, bachodesh harishon uchodesh nisan. Says Beferish that Nisan is the first month. So Gemara says, "V'kulu my time lo amri mihai." This is the most obvious case, right? Dilma my rishon rishon lemilsei. No, maybe over there rishon doesn't mean the first month of the year, but the first month of this maisa. But the other times and the other psukim of Megillas Esther, it wouldn't have said the third month from the maisa or whatever. That doesn't say. But the first month, this is the first month of this maisa. That's possible it could have said, and it's not going on the first month of the year. The Tana didon bishon kamari b'chadashon. That's why Nartana mentioned that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah more than just the regalim. It's also the chadashim, because our Tana is talking about things that depend on years, not months. Rashi. L'chadashim l'minyan chodshi Hashanah. Chadashim is that you count the months from Nisan. Le'iburin kosoka daitich le'she beizdin la'ayinim Hashanah abot tzrich l'saber. That Nisan starts the time for beizdin to consider whether you make a leap year the next year or not. And we'll see that it's not true. Well, the Truma Shkolim, Lahakriv Rishon, Korbonos Halakuchim, Mitrumas Kupo Shal Shikle Shonazu. You start to bring the Korbonos from the new Shkolim on Nisan. After Sliris Batim, a Masker Bayis Lachadero, Ba'omer Lashonazu, person who rents a house to somebody else, and he says, I'm renting it to you for this year. Kol Shishnosu Becha B'Nisan, the year's over when Nisan comes. Afilu Lo Dorbo El Chodeshem, he lived only there 1 month. That's the end of the year, and the contract's up. Hachodesh hazeh lochem, u'minolen de Nisan, d'chsiv v'yichulem seh lePesach, u'chsiv k'rachrina sh'apesach b'chodesh ha'aviv. Right? We know that Pesach is in that month when they left Mitzrayim. We don't know they left Mitzrayim in Nisan. Maybe they left Mitzrayim in Iyar. Right? So the fact that it says that Nisan, that the month that Pesach falls is chodesh ha'aviv, Aviv, right, is when Nisan is. Chodesh Aviv, b'chodesh Aviv sheish bo Aviv. Shatvua b'chirahu lios mevushelis b'gmar bishula. Aviv means that this is the early ripening of the tvua. So that happens in Nisan. Bo'ino Aviv aleka shekvar nigmara mi Nisan. Right, that early ripening is finished in Nisan. It doesn't happen in Iyar. The ika zara feila ein zebochir ela ofil. And if there's tvua that ripens later, that's late tvua, that's not Aviv. Ve'ema adar di'ika zara charfa misbakir me'odar. There's tvua, that's early tvua, that already, what's it called, ripens in adar. And that's called Aviv. Where it says rov Aviv. She rov tvua misbakir spo. Rov of the tvua should be Aviv, and that's only in Nisan, not in adar. She'esh bo asefa shemachnisim bo peris l'bayis me'akshom. Which month you gather things into the house because the rainy season is going to start. The whole summer you leave it out in piles to dry out in the fields. When do you bring it into the house? In Tishrei. Maybe that which it says, B'chodesh Harishon, Chodesh Nisan, means the first month of the Maisa of Purim. The Tana Didon, the Lotanim Asnisan Rosh Hashanah Chadashim. Our Mishnah doesn't say that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Lechadashim, because our mission is only talking about years, not by months. Uliburim, Gemara says Liburim in Nisan Maninan. You start to consider if to make the next year a leap year or not in Nisan. V'atanya ein ma'abrin Hashanah t'nei Rosh Hashanah. You don't make the calculations of a leap year till after Rosh Hashanah, because we're afraid that if you make it before, people forget. And they'll forget that it's going to be a leap year. So you don't make it till after Rosh Hashanah. The imibrua ain't a muberis. And if you did it before Rosh Hashanah, then it's what's it called, not mu'uber. Avol mipnei adchak ma'aber no so'ara achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. But if there's a tzorech, really you shouldn't make the cheshbonos till as late as possible so people will know. Right? And some of the cheshbonos really depend on things that are after Rosh Hashanah. Whether the tvua is ready for the omer, that you don't know until close to Adar. But there's certain things like the calculations of the tkufa, right? That you can figure out even before. Okay, even so, b'afal pikein ein ma'abrin el Adar. In any case, you only make Adar as the extra month. You don't add any other month, only Adar. And Tosa says, not here, that how do we know that Adar is the month of Ibor? Because it says, B'chodesh Shneimasar U'chodesh Adar. If you add any other month, Adar is not going to be the 12th month. But if you add a month after Adar, then Adar will always be the 12th month. There's never going to be a time where Adar is not the 12th month. So Lamais, it's only Mipnei Adchak that you can do it after Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah...
Where does it say that, that Adar is the 12th month?
What? In Megillas Esther. So what's it called? So you never are Ma'abar Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah, so it can't be from Nisan. And you are only Ma'abar after Rosh Hashanah in B'Shas Adchak. Otherwise, you wait till as close to Adar as you can. Omer of Nachmar, Yisuk Ma Iburon, Iburin Hafsokas Iburin. That's the time that you have to stop making the... You can't make... once it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and even the 30th day of Adar, which could be, have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to make a Shana Shnasa Ibur. Isnan, Heine Ilu, Shema Abra Shana Kol Adar, right? They were made. Rashi, see Rashi, one second. Ein Ma'ab, Iburim, Nisan Manina Bitmiya, the Chirishon, Rishoyin, Bezin, Leishi, Vulaim, Betzorchi, Ibur, Rosh Hashanah, Benisan, right? Ibur Hashanah, Mirin, Benisan. Because based and can make the calculations and decide if there's going to be a leap year or not from Nisan. Ein ma'abrin, ein ma'ayin, b'tzorchei tzibur lahodiyah legola she'ibru beizin eshashana shol yishtakech hadover ador haba. Right? We don't make these calculations and announce a leap year before Rosh Hashanah because people forget about it. Avon bnei adchak, she'mefachdi shelo yigozru nochim meleisha beizin, but if it's a shas adchak, for instance, we're afraid that the goyim won't let Bezin sit left after Rosh Hashanah or later. Oshetzorech hanosi lechatzar amelech vein ma'abr melech kein yirtz hanosi k'dom v'sanhedra. The nosi has to go away. Then immediately after Rosh Hashanah, you can make the calculations and the announcement, but not before that. The afal pikein ein ma'abr el adar ein mosif and chodesh al hashanah el adar. That the only month you can add to make it a leap year is Adar. And Rashi says a different pasuk. Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv, chodesh hasamuch la'aviv, aber shiyavo aviv bismano. Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv means be careful that Pesach is going to be in chodesh ha'aviv. When do you make those? When do you make that shmirah to make sure that Pesach always is in chodesh ha'aviv? Right before it, meaning in Adar. That's the month you add, if you have to add a month, to make sure that Pesach doesn't come before the aviv. Hafsaka siburin. Shekivin shekitshu asachodesh l'shem Nisan. Once they're mekadesh l'chodesh l'shem Nisan, poska shana sha'avra melios muberes od. Then you can't retroactively now say that that's not Nisan, now it's Adar Sheni. Once you called it Nisan, you can't call it Adar Sheni. Shein reshoin lasos Nisan Adar. Shekivar nichnes l'shana acheres l'ninibur. It's a new year. So Nisan is the cutoff point where you can't anymore make a leap year. Hein heidu, Rabbi Yeshuva Rappapayas, Shema Abnes Hashona Kol Adar, Imro Bezdin La'achar Purim, Shashona Tzrich L'Saber Ma'abnosa. They held that you're allowed to make a leap year after Purim, as long as it's still Adar. Demand the Omer Ara Purim, because there was an opinion that said you couldn't make a leap year after Purim. Kivan the Omer Mar, Shoalim Behilchos HaPesach, Kodim L'Pesach Shloshim Yom, since we hold that you start darshening in Ilchus Pesach, before Pesach, Shloshim Yom, which is on Purim day, Osi L'Zuzuli B'chametz. So if they make it a leap year after Purim, people are already going to know that in a month from now is what's it called Pesach. And they're not going to accept the fact that Pesach's in 2 months. Right? They already, on Purim, get ready to start learning Ilchus Pesach. According to the Rashba, you don't start learning Ilchus Pesach on Purim. There's no inyan dafka to start learning the halachas. But if somebody asks a shayla about Pesach, he has precedence over somebody who asks a shayla about something else. It's called the shayla bizmano from Purim on. So since they start talking about Pesach, and we know that if people ask kashas on Purim about Pesach, it's already considered shayla bizmano, so people mezalzel the chametz. Right, because they're going to say that that Pesach is Pesach. We already started preparing for it, so you don't make an Ibur Yor after Purim. The Idach and Rav Papayas and Rav Yeshua who said you do made the idea to Shosam Abarta b'Chushman Atalia Milsa the Savri Chushman Ahud Lo Salik Lu Rabban and Ado Idna. People know that the what's it called the Cheshbon of a leap year is totally in a lot of different cheshbonos, and maybe the cheshbonos weren't available to the Beis Din till after Purim. So they're not going to be mezalzel, they're going to accept the fact that it's a leap year. The Tana didon, ba'schola kamari, ba'schola kamari. Our Tana doesn't mention Iburim by Nisan, because our Tana is only talking about things that start, the year starts, not the year ends. And this is talking about the year ending, that our Tana doesn't mention endings. Rashi, Shoyu omrim ad Purim, lifi shoyu chachomim omrim, shein ma'avrim elim kenis yashu v'dorof ne'u Purim. Because there are other chachomim who held that you can't make a leap year after Purim. L'chein husku later said, therefore, Rabbi Pius of Yeshua had to be made that you can make a leap year all the way through Adar. Osi l'zuzulei b'chomitz, shikvar min ha'purim ve'elech ischilu ha'darshonim lidrosh b'ravim ilchus ha'pesach. That's where Rashi learns that shoalim v'dorshim, on Purim day, there's a mitzvah to start learning Hilchus Pesach. Huskiku ha'shomim lasos Pesach l'sof lamed yom. So everybody is prepared now to make Pesach 30 days later. V'imyavru beisin es ha'shona lo yisgablu divrei shluchei beisin l'shomim l'chus ha'pesach. People will not accept that it's a leap year, because they'll say, we already started preparing for Pesach. So what are you talking about? They won't accept the shluchim. Shikvar shomu min ha'darshonim. They already heard darshonim that it's 30 days before Pesach. They're not going to accept the fact that the shluchim tell them that Pesach's in 2 months. Ba'atsokalo kamayri. But Rosh Hashanim, da'atsokalo kamayri. Our Mishnah is not talking about Rosh Hashanim that ends something, only that begins something. U'atruma shkolim in olim. How do we know that you begin to bring the karbonos from the new shkolim in Nisan? Omra b'yoshi, omra kroz, zos olas chodesh b'chodsho, l'chodshe hashana. Omra Torah, chadesh, b'havei korban mitruma chadosha. This pasuk tells me that there's a month when chodesh l'chodshe hashana, that you're mechadesh the karbonos from the new truma. The Gamri Shana Shana Minisan. We have a Xerishava Shana Shana Minisan Seed Rishon Hulachem Lachod Shashana. So Mara says the Ligmar Shana Shana Mitishrei. Right? The idea is that a Xerishava, not like I told you before, but Xerishava was given down that this word is meant to use for Xerishava. It doesn't necessarily mean that exactly what you learn out from what was given Misina. You had to have a Mesorah that this word was meant to have a Gzeres Shaveh. Because we have a lot of machlokes in what you learn from a Gzeres Shaveh. Or which word you make the Gzeres Shaveh to. Sometimes two different Tanoim learn different Gzeres Shaveh. So the Ikar is that this word was meant to Gzeres Shaveh. Which other word it's supposed to be learned from is Lavdafka, part of the Halacha Moshe Misinai, part of the Mesorah. So the Gemara says, so why don't we learn a Shana Shana Mitishrei? To see me Reishis Hashana. So the Gemara says, no, Don Hashana Sheshim Achadoshim, Chodshe Hashana from Chodshe Hashana, right? We're learning the Gzeres Shaveh now that it was meant to be the Shana that's together with the word Chodesh, Chodshe Hashana, and this is exactly the same thing. It's mistaber that Shana, which is together with Chodoshim, was meant to darshan another place where it says exactly that Lashon, Chodshe Hashana. Sheishim HaChodoshim, Mishana Sheishim HaChodoshim. Ain't done a shana sheishim achadoshim mishana sheinim achadoshim. We have a choice to learn chodshe hashana to another chodshe hashana mistama. That's what the gzeres shavu was meant, not chodshe hashana to stam shana. Omer Rav Yehuda Shmuel karbanos sibur aboyim becha ben nisan mitzvah lahavi min achadosh. The karbanos sibur that come from Nisan on, it's a mitzvah to bring them from the new truma. In hevi min ayoshin yotzev b'diavid. If you brought them from the old shkolim, you yotze. Now the shechitzer mitzvah, the mitzvah is to bring a min achodesh. If you didn't, you missed that mitzvah, but it's kosher. Tanan hosom, korbanos sibur haboyim be'echo b'nisan, mitzvah lahavi min achodesh, dem hevi min ayoshin yotza, ele shechitzer mitzvah. The yochid shenisnadim mishalok sherin, b'vad shiyemosim letzibur. And a yochid who wants to be menadev things for the sake of korbanos sibur, according to some, or even according to others, korbanos sibur themselves, he's allowed to, right? He can bring an animal and be, donate it to the tzibur, as long as he gives it over to the tzibur completely. Right? Pshita, right? Pashit. The guy gives it to the tzibur, it becomes the korban tzibur. right? Now the same, Lechu Shema, Lo Yimosrein, L'tzibur Yofi Yofi. Let's be afraid the guy won't have real kavana to give it over to the tzibur, and then you're bringing the karbana tzibur from a yachid. Kamash Malan, that we're not afraid of that. The Tana Didon, why doesn't our Tana count that it's Rosh Hashanah for Truma Halishka, Truma Chadasha? Given the Tani and Hevi Yatzalo Psikale. Since B'dievit, you can bring from the old things, it's not something that's Ma'akev, therefore he didn't count it. Rashi. Chodesh b'chodsho l'chodshe, chodshe yiseiru l'drosha. The fact it says l'chodshe, it says chodesh b'chodsho l'chodshe hashana. It didn't have to say l'chodshe hashana. That tells me that chadesh make the korbanos on those new shkalim. That's the drosha, that if you mechadesh the korbanos from new shkalim. Lo yims, yofa yofa b'leik shalim, we're maybe afraid that a person who gives over his animals to the tzibur is not going to do it b'leib shalim. We're not for choshish for that. The Tana Didon lo Tanya b'mas nisan, given the Tanim hevi yotzalo psikolei milsa de l'chashvi b'rosh hashanim. Since b'dievit, you could bring from the old shkalim your yotze, so it's not something that's milsa de psika, it's one way or the other, therefore didn't mention, our Tana didn't mention this as one of the things that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for.